it's here and now. The rumors swirling around Silicon Valley are that Twitter will finally go public on November 15th, give or take. But no matter the date, Evan Williams, a Twitter co-founder and former CEO, is set to become a very, very rich man. Not that he thinks that'll change him. He wants to keep making things. And the San Francisco-based tech entrepreneur has a pretty good track record. He sold his first company, a web diary service called Blogger, to Google for millions of dollars. His latest project is Medium, a new publishing platform that some are saying will reinvent the way we read. Evan Williams joins us now from his office in San Francisco. Evan, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, in your words, what is Medium and what are you trying to do with it? What would you like it to be?
Medium is very simple. It's a website that lets people read and write things.
Which you could say about Twitter as well.
You could say that about Twitter and a lot of other things, actually. So what we're trying to do with Medium is create a better place to share stories and ideas, things that are a little longer, more substantial than 140 characters, and also things that aren't just meant for your friends that you may put on a social network, things that may be professional, they may be personal, they may be fiction, they may be nonfiction, but they're all about putting things out there and helping them find the best audience possible.
Well, and as I look at Medium right now, I see a few things here. The death of content marketing, the new retirement age is 30, a programmer learns to code. These are 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and 5 minutes to read. You list on Medium how long it would take you to read each of these things. So you're looking more, you're trying to look more at ideas rather than the news of the day.
Exactly. And it could be perspectives. It could be anything, really. There's fiction on Medium. There's also investigative journalism on Medium. There's an amazing post. It's about a journalist who traveling through Syria. So it's very relevant, very much news of the day topic, but it's his personal story and what he saw, a firsthand account that's rather revealing.
Well, obviously, there are plenty of places to go on the web if you are looking for thoughtful investigative reporting or ideas pieces or magazine stories and things like that. What void are you trying to fill here that you think doesn't exist?
Well, the first thing we're trying to do is create the right platform for sharing these stories and ideas for the people who are sharing them. And there are places to do that. You can set up your own blog, but we think that's not for everyone, and we want to create a shared space that's the best place to share this type of content from everyone and for everyone. And really, the readership follows that. The hole we're looking to fill, first and foremost, is more on the creation side.
Do there have to be known celebrity writers in order for people to flock to the site in the first place?
I don't think there need to be known celebrity writers. There just needs to be great ideas and stories, and we're getting those in high numbers. And one of the great things about the web as it exists today with Twitter and other social media is that good stuff gets spread around. Part of the big idea is that we tie this stuff together and we help it get found more than it would if it was on a, you know, standalone website.
As we said, you list how long it would take you to read each article on Medium. And I wonder if you have found, since this has been launched, whether there's a limit, whether there's a point at which people say, I'm not going to read the one that's 17 minutes, but I will do 16 or something like that.
There's no specific threshold we've identified as a cutoff. We like that just as a feature to know what you're getting into before you click a link. What we are finding is that longer, bigger pieces do tend to attract bigger audiences than shorter pieces in general.
What have you learned from your experience so far with Medium and also at Twitter about what doesn't work?
Oh, gosh, a million things don't work. You know, as a general rule, complexity is a common trap. In Twitter, we were fairly successful in keeping it simple for a long time. And with Medium, it's the same thing. We're trying to do something very ambitious and big, and there's all kinds of features and functionality that we want to build and will be building. And what doesn't work is often hard to predict. There's usually only a few things that lead to the biggest success, and it's the process of figuring out what those things are. That's the trick.
Is there a site that you look to that you're not involved with that inspires you, that you think they're doing things really well?
Gosh, there's many. I don't know if I can name a single one. I mean, I think as a company, I'm a little bit biased. I used to work there and sold my first company, but I think Google is still the most impressive company in our industry by a long shot in terms of their long-term thinking and their ability to solve really hard problems that are important.
We're speaking with Evan Williams, who is one of the co-founders of Twitter and the founder of Medium, and you're listening to Here and Now. You are, if you're not already, it sounds like as soon as Twitter goes public, going to be a billionaire. What does that do to you, that knowing that you've really made it as much as anyone can make it in your industry?
Gosh, I don't know. It's still fairly abstract, and I try not to think about that too much. I've been really lucky for a long time and had some success a few years ago that's allowed me not to think about that too much. And so I'm super proud of the team that's at Twitter today, and the going public is an important milestone, but it'll be a long time before any of that is very tangible. In the meantime, I'm just trying to build new things.
So you want to take whatever success you have and just throw it into new projects rather than focus on philanthropy or something else and going in a different direction?
My life isn't necessarily changed by that event. So what I care about is making things that a lot of people use and that matter and have some impact on the world. And my life isn't drastically changing because of a financial event at Twitter.
How will you measure success, Evan Williams, of Medium?
It's qualitative and quantitative, the way I always measure success. And I like to build things that lots and lots of people use and internet scale that has to be millions of people are using it. But it's more than that. It's also qualitative. It's feeling really good about the quality of product we're putting out there and hearing the stories, how that product has impacted people or what's happened because of it. Those are the type of things we used to hear at Twitter early on, even when it was tiny. And the numbers always usually follow that. And we're seeing those type of things at Medium, and we're feeling really good about it. I go more by my gut as far as if it's working or if it's successful than any particular measurable outside signs.
What's the best thing you've read on there so far?
It's hard to narrow that down. I've read probably hundreds, if not thousands, of articles on Medium. One of my favorites was about the power of saying no, actually. And so I think it was called Creative People Say No. That's always a challenge and a philosophy I like to strictly adhere to, is you got to say no many more times than are comfortable, especially as you get more and more opportunities.
Well, Evan Williams, founder of Medium, and before that, co-founder of Twitter, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston with a new performance season. Miranda July, Carol Armitage, and Bill T. Jones. More at icaboston.org.